Boker Tov. So we are continuing with we're Kohelet Perek Aleph. We're
Pasuk Tet.
Pasuk
up to Pasuk Tet.
Pasuk Tet. Yeah, that's where we're continuing. So, Bekitzer, the theme of this Perek, Shlomo HaMelech had just begun describing the futility, the nothingness, and the complete, you know, disregard for this world, and Shlomo HaMelech would know. And he kept on, he's describing a rasha, a person who's devoid of any Torah or mitzvot, to, you know, the way of the water and the sun and whatever. The sun starts in, you know, in one point, makes its round, comes back. All the waters go to the ocean and then they make their way back around again. And he says a person who's devoid of Torah mitzvot is the same way. He starts at a certain point, you have point A, he goes through Yemeshim and Shenotin Abayim Shiva'im Shana, comes back to the same point, and then he didn't accomplish anything. As ma'asinu, says Shlomo HaMelech Pasuk Tet, Ma Shehaya, famous Pasuk, Ma Shehaya Hu Sheyeh, Uma Shena'asa Hu Sheya'aseh, Ve'en Kol Chadash Tachat HaShamish. The same, just like the sun, and just like the other luminaries, and just like the water, everything in Ma'aseh Bereshit HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, you know, like by, sometimes you have a CD, they don't make CDs anymore, but there's an option, repeat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed repeat on Olam Hazeh. Although, we know HaMchadesh B'Tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews it every day, but the way, that's Ma'aseh Bereshit. So under the sun, it's repeat. The Chachamim learn out, Tachat HaShamesh She'en Chadash. Under the sun, there's nothing new. All the new stuff happens above the sun. Yeah, in Bet Midrash, Lelo Chidush. Tachat HaShamesh, in Kol Chadash, there's nothing new over there. Tov. Boker Tov, Shalom. Okay, Tov. Pasuk Yod. Yesh Davar Shiomar, Re'ezeh Chadashu, Kvar Haya Le'olamim, Asher Haya Milefanenu. Yeah. Sometimes people will see certain things, yeah. Somebody will see something new and say, "Oh, reze chadash, reze chadashot, new, whatever." Says Shlomo HaMelech, "Don't get too excited. Kvar haya le'olamim. It's been around before. Just because you haven't seen it, it's been there. Asher haya milefanenu. Anything under the sun, like Shlomo HaMelech just said, there is nothing new. Whether you noticed it or you didn't, you know. I had a, I told Rabbi Cohen yesterday a very interesting thing." People think that, I was speaking about a certain thing, this generation that we live in, unfortunately, is very, very depraved. Very, very immoral and depraved and not tenua and stuff like that. So you think that, people say, this generation. I had a Rosh Kollel, he used to say, in Israel, he says, if you want to see, look in Evin Ha'ezer, in the portion of Shulchan Aruch that discusses, you know, marital laws and stuff like that. You look in Pitchei Tshuva. Yeah, Mike Maza Pitre Tshuva, it's all the tshuvot and stories and things that happened and poskim that dealt with certain things. He says, you look over there and you look, the, you know, the sick, depraved things that we have in this generation, exactly like Shemar Shalom HaMelech said. En kol chadash tachat HaShemesh. It was always there, maybe less pronounced, maybe there's nothing new. There's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that repeats itself. Every history repeats itself besides for Torah. That's what the Gemara says. In Bet Midrash, Belo Chidush. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to things that are above the sun, things that are Omdim Berumo Shel Olam, so those things have a Chidush. Yud Aleph. En Zichron LeRishonim. There will be no remembrance of the Rishonim. V'gam LaAcharonim Shiyu, and even the later generations, Lo Yeh Lahim Zikaron, Aim Shiyu LaAcharona. Even though they're later, and even though they're closer to us, don't think anybody's going to have anything left over here. Yeah? Even the Rambam writes Meforash, Shedivrei Chachamim Him Zichronam. The Rambam writes Meforash in Ilchot Avil. He says that there's no chiyuv. We know there's a chiyuv by any grave to put a matzeva, to put a tziyun, to mark the grave. He says, Chachamim, Tamdei Chachamim don't need one. You know why? Everybody else, there's nothing left of them, right? The body decomposes. People say Ashkava, you say Kaddish or two, Zeh Shalom. You know, after 120 years, how long, you think about it for a second, how long do people remember you for? Your children remember you. Grandchildren, kacha. Great grandchildren and on?
Only if they're tzaddik.
Yeah, Zeh Shalom.
Then you fall to the other category.
Ah, but the only thing, that, so It doesn't matter you're an older, if you're a few generations ago, the earlier generation, so bichlal, you're forgotten. And don't think, oh no, you know, because my kids are going to remember me. How long do you think your kids are going to be around for? Okay, and then your grandchildren, and then great-grandchildren. Everybody's basof forgotten, says Shlomo HaMelech. Oy tate. Now, there's Rashi brings down over here an interesting Midrash Agada. He says, ומדרש אגדה דורשו כנגד איבוד זכר עמלק וסופו של זכר אדום למחות שנאמר ולא יסעיד לבית עשיו. Rashi says, we're not only talking about Rishaim or people who are devoid of Torah mitzvot, this specific pasuk is a reference to the decimation of the progeny of Amalek ve'Esav. This is a Midrash Agada Kohelet Rabah on this pasuk. So, continues pasuk Yudbet. אני קהלת, הייתי מלך על ישראל בירושלים. Yeah? Now, very interesting, we already know that from the beginning, from the first pasuk. So why does he have to reiterate it? Rashi HaKadosh points out over here, אני קהלת, הייתי מלך על כל העולם, ולבסוף על ישראל. The Gemara says that there were three kings, the Gemara Megillah, three kings שמשלו בכיפה, which means they controlled the entire world. Who were they? Shlomo, Nebuchadnezzar, and Achashverosh. Yeah, Shlomo HaMelech was king. Not only that, the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech malach, al ha'inyonim ve'al ha'tachtonim. Shlomo HaMelech had such koach that he was able to, he was king even over the, even, you know, in Shamayim. They're machshiv oto. Oh, so says Rashi, ubasof al Yisrael. Eventually, what happened? The Gemara in Masechet Gittin explains that Shlomo HaMelech had somewhat of a downfall. He didn't stay like that. He was melech over kol ha'olam, ul basof al Yisrael, ul basof al Yerushalayim levada. And then afterwards, only on Yerushalayim, ul basof al makli. And eventually, the only thing I was king over was my cane. Says Shlomo HaMelech. Shari ne'emar, hayiti melech b'Yerushalayim, abal achshav eni melech. That's why it says hayiti. Shlomo HaMelech, there's one point everybody agrees that he lost everything. The question is, there's a machloket in the Gemara, whether he got it back or not. One opinion says that he had a showdown with Ashmedai, the king of the Shedim. It's a Gemara Masechet Gittin. And it was a whole situation. He lost his melucha because Ashmedai impersonated him, so he got kicked out, and he became an Ani, and nobody believed him. It was a terrible thing. Shlomo HaMelech was in a terrible state. Machloket in the Gemara, Maskanat HaGemara in Gittin, whether or not he came back to being a king, Shlomo HaMelech says, huh?
Was it Teku?
No, not Teku, Machloket. Machloket among the Chachamim. He said, Shlomo HaMelech is trying to say, hello, take it from me. I had everything, and I lost it. So let me explain to you the wantonness, the, you know, the complete irrelevance of everything in this world. Yud Gimel.
So he's writing this whole thing after being king, we could say.
Yeah. Well, he started off being king. He became king at 12 years old.
Yeah.
He was king over the entire world at 12 years old. All of the goyim were fighting among themselves to make peace with him. A big person. By the way, that's the Haftarah of Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Vayechi. The Haftarah is David HaMelech's Tzava'ah, his last living will and testament on his deathbed to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo was 12 years old when he passed away, and that's, it took him some time to build the Beit HaMikdash. He was 13. It took him a year. 12, he became king at 12 years old, built the Beit HaMikdash at 13. They had the Chanukat HaBayit at 13 years old. Yeah. So, he says, as a result of everything I've been through, I paid attention to, I made it my business to seek out and to look for words of wisdom. Al kol asher na'asa tachat ha'shamayim hu inyan ra. Natan Elohim livnei ha'adam la'anot bo. Which means, the Shlomo HaMelech says, people have bad behaviors that they act with, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that choice to, you know, to act in whatever way they want. So Inyan Ra is talking about the behavior of people. Natan Elohim Livnei Adam La'anot Bo. La'anot over here means to act. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Bechira Chofshit to go and act whichever way you want. You dalet. Ra'iti Et kol ha'ma'asim Shena'asu tachat ha'shamesh V'hineh ha'kol hevel ur'ot ruach. Everything is nothingness, and just ruut ruach is just broken spirit, which means nothing has any chashivut to anything that they're doing. So this is another famous pasuk, tetvav, me'ovat lo yuchal itkon. something broken, something that was twisted, cannot be fixed. V'chisron lo yuchal limanot, and a lack that cannot be counted. What's that talking about? So there's pshuto shel mikra, and there's a gemara that darshens about something else. So the gemara, so Rashi says, what's the me'uvat? A person who kind of breaks things or makes things or acts inappropriately when he lives, once he's dead, can't fix it. There's nothing you can do to fix it. The only time you can fix it while you're still alive. After a person dies, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, bam metim chofshi. That's it. You're done. This is the Olam HaAsiyah. Miskinim, you know the famous story with the Gaon. Yeah, the Gaon was on his deathbed and he started crying. That's the Rebbe, why crying? So he says, in this world you can spend a few pennies and buy tzitzit. He says, tzitziot. In Olam HaEmet, as much as you want, and whatever, you know, the Gemara says, Mashal, Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbat, yochal b'Shabbat. Mi shelo tarach be'erev Shabbat, ma yochal b'Shabbat. Right? Bishul ze asur b'Shabbat. So you have to actually exert yourself, you have to put forth effort. In Olam Hazeh, after that, it's over. V'chisron lo yuchal limanot, that is, in this world, if a person, you know, does not, you have an opportunity to be part of the minyan tzadikim, minyan ksherim. Says the Rashi HaKadosh, if you do not take advantage and jump on the bandwagon, a person, the Gemara says, le'olam yimne adam atzmo al dvar mitzvah. Always look to, we're social beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why do you think during COVID it's so, why are people so, you know, why do they try to, not try, but why do they break the rules of COVID all the time? Psychologically, human beings are social beings. We need family, friends, get-togethers, community. It's a basic human need. And that's why people have such a hard time. Social distancing, no parties, and no this, and no that. It's hard. So Hashem says, you have, everybody's going to join something. Make sure that what you join, there's a pasuk in the Torah, do not follow the bad. Always try to stick to the good, because once that happens, it's over. The Gemara says in several places that this pasuk of Me'uvat lo yuchal litkon is a reference to Zeh shemolid mamzer. Person, Baal ha'irva, molid mamzer, no matter what you do, you can be chozer b'tshuva. And yeah, your tshuva will be accepted, your chozer b'tshuva, whatever. But the fact that a person produced a mamzer, that's something that you can never take back. That's something that can never be fixed. I mean, it's, you know, he's existent. What are you going to do about him? So, Na'aseh od pasuk echad. Says, Shlomo HaMelech, Dibarti ani ein libi lemor. He says, I told myself, ani, hine higdalti ve'osafti chokhma, al kol asher haya lefanai al Yerushalayim. Shlomo HaMelech was very well aware of his capacity as both Melech and Chacham mikol Adam. And he says, I increased so much chokhma that whatever there was before me in Yerushalayim, and now he's talking to himself post facto, which means after he's no longer the king. He says he's looking back to the good old days when he was still king. Look how much he taught. The Gemara says so many things that Shlomo HaMelech was metaken, metaken tilat yadayim, ve'iruvin, and so many mitzvot. And izen v'chiker tiken meshalim harbe. We're going to see at the end of Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech taught so much Torah, made so many takanot and stuff like that. And now after the fact, he's saying, ולבי ראה הרבה חוכמה ודעת. I saw a lot of chokhmah. I saw a lot of things in my life, and I'm looking for this. I'm looking to teach other people about my experiences. B'ezrat Hashem, machar namshich. Oh, actually, you know what?
Let's finish it.
Yeah, let's finish the perek. Let's finish the perek. Mechila. Va'etena libi lada'at chokhmah. I paid attention to know what is chokhmah. V'da'at holelot v'sichlut. And to know the difference between chokhmah, holelut is boredom and just wasting time. Sichlut is foolishness. Yadati shegam zehu ra'ayon ruach. I also know that this is part of people's machshavot, people's behaviors, and you have to know the difference between them because that's what brings a person down. And he says, ki berov chokhmah rav ka'as. When a person has a lot of chokhmah, there's a lot of perushim over here. When a person has a lot of chokhmah, it brings a lot of anger also. V'yosif da'at, yosif machov. And the more knowledge a person has, the more pain he has. Okay? You ever heard the expression, ignorance is bliss? Mm-hmm. Why? Because, he says like this. Yeah? Second. Yeah. It says the... there's a pirush on the on Mishle Ta'alumot Chochma, which was written by Agon Milisa, the Netivot HaMishpat, Chavos Das. Yeah. So he says something very interesting over here. Why is it? It's interesting. The last part we understand, yeah, the more Chochma you have, so the more suffering you have, because you're more aware of other things. But why also, the more Chochma you have, more so chaos. Why is it Ka'as? Why Ka'as? So he says a very interesting pshat. Marbe Ka'as Le'atzmo. Causes a person to be internally angry. Ho'il she'eno sotero chachotan nirot atzumot. בתחילת השכל, ואינו מביא סתירה לדעתה מכוח השכל, רק מכוח הקבלה. ואולי לא ירצה העולם לסמוך על קבלתו וישארו מנטיית שכלם על דעתם המשובשת. Which means, when a person's chacham, and many things that he has is by Kabbalah, you have a tradition from your rabbi or whatever it is, and you see people acting in a way that's wrong. And you try to give them musar, and they don't accept it from you. People are content with living in their... you know, disregard for Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and they just do whatever you want. And you're Chacham, you try to give them Musar, and when people don't accept it from you, so you get upset. Sometimes a person, it's a very interesting thing, that when you try to give a person Musar and they don't care, it makes you upset. Yes. That in and of itself, says Shlomo HaMelech, that's not a good thing. We have to try our best to try to be mitakin ourselves, but if people don't want to listen to us, and you can't control people. So that, in general, makes... it's a basic human thing that when a person is not listened to, it makes him upset. We have to learn to be mitgaber on that, says Shlomo HaMelech. Tov, ad kan, we finished Pirek Aleph. Kol tov. Yom tov.